Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, February 8th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that Peloton CEO John Foley is stepping down, and it plans to cut roughly 2,800 jobs in an effort to bring down costs. The company's market value has plummeted as it's been hit by slowing demand for its fitness equipment. Peloton told the Journal that Foley will become executive chairman. He will be succeeded as CEO by Barry McCarthy, who formerly served as CFO at Netflix and Spotify. Peloton is expected to report quarterly earnings later today. NVIDIA has abandoned a blockbuster deal to buy UK-based chip designer Arm from Japan's SoftBank. The companies cited significant regulatory challenges as a factor behind the collapse of the deal. In December, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued to block the transaction on anti-competition grounds. SoftBank said it now plans to pursue an IPO for Arm. The White House said it will roll back import tariffs on Japanese steel that had been imposed by the Trump administration. The measure has been an irritant in relations between the two allies. This comes as the Biden administration is stepping up efforts to strengthen economic ties with Asia-Pacific nations to counter the growing influence of China. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares gained in early trading, and Pfizer, Spirit Airlines, and KKR are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.